Blog Talk Radio.
Kevin, great friends.
Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything, amazing God, amazing King, you're an amazing, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King, he's an amazing everything.
This is my testimony when you said this.
Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. But I now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace, no peace, no peace. But I'm so glad,
and I'm so glad
that I found you,
that I found you.
Amazing God, amazing. Amazing everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing King. Oh, you're an amazing everything.
Today, Lord, this is my prayer. This is my passion towards you. And of all that you've done and all that you're going to do, I can't thank you enough for your goodness and your mercy and for all of what you've done in my life. But above all else, times we're in a hurry to get out of your presence. But sometimes we gotta learn how to wait. Wait, I say again, wait on the Lord. Because it's in the overflow. I don't just want the Lord to flow in my life. I want the overflow. Because that's where he pours his oil. That's where he showed his all in the overflow. Come on, we're getting ready to worship him. We're getting ready to go there. We're getting ready to tap that place.
Overflow. Praise the Lord. How's everybody doing?
Every day, Lord, this is my prayer. This is my passion towards you. And of all that you've done and all that you're going to do, can't thank you enough for your goodness and your mercy and for all of what you've done in my life. But above all else, wrecked with pain. So many times we're in a hurry to get out of your presence. But sometimes we gotta learn how to wait. Wait, I say again, wait on the Lord. Because it's in the overflow. I don't just want the Lord to flow in my life. I want the overflow. Because that's where he pours his oil. And that's where he shows his own. In the overflow. Come, we're getting ready to worship him. We're getting ready to go there. We're getting ready to tap that place.
Thank you.
waking of the overflow, waking of the victory in my spirit, waking of the victory in my mind, waking of the victory in my circumstance. God, I praise you. I worship you. I give you glory. I give you praise. No God wants you nowhere. Hallelujah. 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 We take the time to bless you. We take the time to praise you. We take time to lift you up. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the overflow. Thank you for the refreshing in our spirit. Thank you for the refreshing in our homes. Thank you for the refreshing, God. Thank you for the refreshing in my anointing. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Amen. Show me your own. Yeah. 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 Overflow. Overflow. Right there in your car. Right there in your home. Into the overflow.
gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come before you on this morning, Father God, to say thank you forever. Every opportunity and privilege that we get, Father God, to come before you. We take nothing for granted. Father God, we confess our sins before you, every sin of omission, every sin of commission. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, Father, that you have made, Father God, your grace and your mercies that faileth not, they are new every morning. Father God, we thank you for another opportunity to come in fellowship, Father God, to just to come together in spirit and in truth, Father. Father God, it's the acknowledging of you that makes the difference, Father. Father God, it doesn't make a difference where we are, Father God, where we gather. Father God, it could be in the church room. It could be in our living room, in the kitchen room. Father God, we could be sitting in our car, sitting in the park, Father God, or even on a conference call like this one, Father God, on radio. It doesn't make a difference where we come, Father God, where we are, Father God. The only thing that matters is that we are coming acknowledging you, Father God. We're coming with you on our minds. We're coming with you on our hearts, Father God. We're coming in spirit. We're coming in truth. We're coming in agreement, Father God, in agreement with your word, in agreement with one another, Father God, in agreement with the truth, in agreement with the power, in agreement with the spirit, in agreement, Father God. And so, Father God, this is what we do, and we know, Father God, that you are satisfied whenever we, Father God, move in truth. For you are a spirit, and we who worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. So, Father God, we come, Father God, if there's any untruthfulness in us, we ask, Father God, that you would help that to be eradicated this very day, that the sun will not go down, Father God, until we deal with anything that is not of truth, Father, and we bless you and we magnify you. So, Father God, may you and you alone be glorified. May your people be edified, Father. Satan is already horrified, but he is powerless compared to the power of Jesus, Father, because otherwise he would have wrapped it up by now, but he can't wrap up what Jesus already wrapped up, Father God, because the work of the cross cannot be undone, and that is a finished deal. Hallelujah. And so we honor you, we bless you, we magnify you, Father God, and we glorify your holy in your righteous name. Father God, we commit ourselves unto you on a daily basis, on a continual basis. We commit this service into your hands, Father God, that you will be glorified in it. And we just want to say thank you, Father, that your word will never return into you void. It will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. We ask that you will anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to see, and our spirits to receive what thus saith the Lord on this day. We bind every spirit of distraction, Father, hindrance, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We've already encountered some hindrances this morning, Father God, with our platform. But, Father, you always make a way for us to come in through the side door, through the back door, even through the window or through the wall, Father God. Father, you know how to make it happen. And so we just want to bless you for it, Father. So, Lord, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, and O Lord, our redeemer. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. We want to bless the Lord, and we want to say welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, to our Sunday fellowship service for Jesus Christ as the Lord. We welcome each and every one of you, those of you who are calling in live, and those of you in radio land, those of you on internet land, whatever land you're in, amen. We thank you for, amen, visiting today. Please have a seat in the sanctuary. Amen. Glory be to God, and enjoy the services on today as we come to lift Jesus up higher and higher and higher. Amen and amen. Bless God. Our scripture this morning comes from Habakkuk chapter number 2, and it reads, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted upon, behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Amen and amen and amen. We want to thank God, amen, for, amen, his reading. We are coming to you with a word of encouragement on this morning, amen. And we want to talk about keeping the vision alive, keeping the dream of alive, keeping hope alive, amen. That's what we want to talk about, amen, on today for a few minutes, amen. So we're going to, amen, have another selection, and then we're going to come, amen, and dive right into what saith the Lord, amen, to our souls on this morning, amen. Blessings on blessings.
Come on, the Lord is breathing right now. He's breathing right now. Come on.
You are my destiny. You are the air I breathe. You are the reason why I sing. You are my melody. You are my destiny. You are the life I live. You are the reason why I sing.
destiny tonight.
My destiny, yeah, yeah. My destiny,
only you can take
yeah, yeah. My destiny,
only you can take
yeah, yeah. Take me higher when you.
My destiny,
my destiny.
My destiny.
Father, we do thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength, and O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. And our scripture, amen. I am Pastor Alfreda Bradford. If anyone, amen, is new with us on today, listening in for the first time and not familiar with our ministry, amen, I want you to know that I am, amen, the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and it is my pleasure, amen, to stand, amen, and speak with us, saith the Lord, on this hour. And our scripture this morning from Habakkuk chapter number 2, and we are encouraged, amen, to write the vision. We are encouraged, amen, glory be to God. The prophet writes, amen, that he is standing upon his watch, and he is sitting upon his tower, and he's watching to see, glory be to God. Beloved, amen, when he is speaking about watching to see, he is not talking about watching with his natural eyes. He's not talking about his natural eyes. See, sight is a function of the eyes, while vision is a function of the heart. He's not talking about watching to see with his natural eyes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's talking about watching to see with his spiritual eyes. He who have an ear to hear, let him hear. He who has eyes to see, let him see. Glory be to God. We can have 20/20 vision in the spirit. To see, amen, oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good, amen. So he's watching to see what the Lord will say unto him, see. What is the Lord downloading? What is God's purposes for my life? What is the mission that I am called to do? Why was I born, see? Glory be to God, as we have been, amen, encouraging you through on the subject of vision for the last few weeks. I want to know what the Lord has to say to me, not what the Lord has to say to you. We thank God for what God is saying to you, but God has a message for me. God has an assignment for me. And I'm watching with my spiritual eyes, glory be to God, to see what the Lord is saying. The glory be to God. Now, you notice he didn't say, glory be to God, I'm watching to hear what the Lord is saying. You would think he would say, I want to hear what God is saying. But he said, I want to see what God is saying. Vision sees. Vision is when the heart sees. Amen. Glory be to God. What God is saying. And then he says, and what I shall answer when I am approved. Will I say yes to the Lord's will? Will I answer God, yes, Lord, I'll go. Lord, send me. I'll go. Lord, I'll do it. What will be your answer? Now, we saw on last week that Jonah's answer, Jonah saw. But Jonah said no. In the beginning, Jonah said no, and he ran, himself straight into the belly of a whale. Jonah said no. What will be your answer? See, because God does not make us do anything. He does not. He does not force us. He allows us to choose. It's your will. You can have this. You can have that. You can decree a thing. It shall be established. Death and life on the power of your tongue. It's up to you. See? So he said, I'm going to see how I shall answer. Glory be to God. And then the Lord spoke in verse number 2. And then the Lord answered me. So you see the conversation going back and forth. Oh, God has fellowship with his children. He is not a dead God. He is alive. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he might run that readeth it. Write the vision. Write it. Write it. Glory be to God. Pull it out of the spirit. Pull it into the atmosphere. How do we get the vision? How do we get the dream from the spiritual world where it originated into the physical realm? How does that happen? Write it on paper. On the ballpark pen. Pen and paper. When you write it down, when you write your goals down, when you write your dreams down, when you write it down the way God showed it to you, when you write it down the way it's in your heart, even though you have not seen it, even though it looks impossible, even though it might sound like fiction, glory be to God. Even though somebody might think you've been smoking too much weed or drinking too much alcohol or you're spacey, glory, you write that thing down just like your heart sees it. Get paper. Go to the dollar store. Buy 3 packs of paper for a dollar. Get all the, but don't type it, these. Don't type it. No, pick up, if you have a hand, a right hand, a left hand, write that thing down. Glory be to God. He says here, glory be to God, write it. And while you're writing it on paper, you're writing it on the tables of your heart. He says here, write the vision, make it plain. What does that mean? The first time you write it, amen, it might be a little fuzzy. You revisit it. And then you get it a little bit clearer. You can see clear. Then you modify it. You modify it. You make it plain. See, you keep modifying it. Glory be to God. You keep adding a little bit of something else to it. Add a little bit of something to it. I said, you see, and then I was going to do it this way, but hey, I got a better way of doing it. Let's do it this way. Let's do it this way. Well, you're making it plain. You're not changing your mind. You're just making it plain now. Now it's clearer now. Now you can see clearer. When you communicate it to others, you can communicate it clearly now because you're making it plain. See? Glory be to God. When I write my manuscript, sometimes I go through my manuscript 3 or 4 times. I do the rough draft. I go in again. I add something to it. I add something to it. I add something to it until I'm finally satisfied with it. See? And even that's not the final product. Why? Amen. Because the vision is always alive. You never get to the end of the story. You never get to the end of the story. It's just a matter of when you decide to make a move, but you're never at the end of the story. Why? Because it's a living organism. Glory be to God. He said, write it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. Why? The vision moves. The vision is alive. The vision, glory be to God, hallelujah, is never ending. For the vision is not yet for the vision is yet for an appointed time. See? Daniel, Jeremiah, these guys wrote thousands of years before time. Thousands of years they was writing, prophesying the coming of Jesus, prophesying. Daniel writing with the end times, what's going to happen in the end times, thousands of years ago, and we are just experiencing it. Glory be to God. Beloved, visionaries are before their time. Before their times, I was watching Walt Disney, glory be to God, amazed, glory be to God, at Disney World, before his time. Glory be to God. He died before he even could see it, and the vision still lives on. It lives on. Alexander Graham, glory be to God. All visionaries, they're before their time. Glory be to God. You're seeing into your future. Glory be to God. And the vision is for an appointed time, the time that the Lord has set. Ecclesiastes 3 speaks about an appointed time. When a mother is with child, she's going to give birth to that child in an appointed time. Not the time that she wants, but the time that God wants. Your vision will come to life. Glory, your breakthrough, glory be to God, will come to life. You will give birth to this thing on the inside of you because God has put it inside of you. It cannot fail, but it's for an appointed time. And at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Oh, hallelujah, here I am. Here I am, here I am. Glory be to God. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, and it will not tarry. It will surely come. Yes, it is slow. Glory be to God. I've done my history research and see where men have been murdered, executed. Glory be to God, because their vision was too slow. They borrowed money for their vision. They went out on a limb for their vision. They knew the vision was going to come to pass, but it was so slow, and the individuals, the mafia, wanted their money back, and so they would execute the individual, and then here, years later, here comes the dream. Here comes the dream, Las Vegas. Here comes the dream. Here comes the dream. Glory be to God. Beloved, without vision, you cannot see things. Glory be to God. You just cannot see without vision. That's why the Bible says, "As people perish for a lack of vision." Without vision, you can't see as things could be. You can't see things the way they should be. See, with vision, beloved, you can see possibilities. You can see cities, glory be to God. You can see businesses. You can see ministries. You can see, amen, whatever's in you, you can see possibility. Things that do not exist yet, glory be to God. But possibilities, glory be to God. And this is why somebody can take, glory be to God, a regular mouse trap, glory be to God, and see the possibilities in that mouse trap and make a better and improved mouse trap, glory be to God, and make $1 million, amen, for that idea. Well, you didn't invent the mouse trap, no, but you saw the possibilities. You saw how this could be better. You see how this could be wider. You see how this could be different. You see how it could be or how it should be. Oh, vision. Vision, beloved. Glory be to God. Come straight from God. Amen. Hallelujah. What do you see? What do you see? Glory be to God. When Jesus touched the blind man, he said, "What do you see?" He said, "I see men as trees." And Jesus touched him again. He said, I can see plainly now. Glory be to God. Well, if he saw men as trees, that means that he could see prior to, because he wouldn't know that a man was a man and a tree was a tree. Glory, but he lost his vision. Something happened there, and he lost it. Beloved, glory be to God. I come to encourage you this morning to get your dream back. Get your vision back. Keep the dream alive. Glory be to God. You must never let what your eyes see determine what your heart believes. Oh, no, 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 no. If you see it, let me tell you, God can do better. Hallelujah. If you see good, God can do better. Glory be to God. Honestly, if you see better, God can do best. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You have the ability on the inside of you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To have whatever your heart sees. You are to walk according to what is in your heart, beloved. not according to what your natural eyes see. Your natural eyes will lead you the wrong way. Amen. We don't operate according to the five senses. Our scripture tells us in verse number 4, it says, but the just shall live by his faith. Huh? Oh, glory be to the living God. Faith, 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 faith. Faith that doesn't see it, but faith that believes. Faith to believe the impossible. Beloved, we are to walk according to what's in our hearts. What is in your heart today? God tells us in the book of Proverbs, amen, that as we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our heart. What's in your heart? That's what you're supposed to be living by. I see this, but my heart is telling me this. Go with your heart. Go with your heart. Glory be to God. Huh? Glory. He asked me to marry him, but my heart is over here. Baby, go with your heart. Go with your heart. She got all the goodies, but she ain't got nothing, but my heart is over here. Go with your heart. Go with your heart. Oh, glory be to God. Proverbs 23:7 says, as a person thinks in his heart, so is he. So is he, beloved. A person is no more than the thoughts that they think. No more. Glory be to God. When you have vision, you are governed by the faith that God has put in your heart. That's why vision is so important. God didn't create us just to mope around from day to day, minute to minute, hour to hour, see whatever will be, will be. No, no. You're not supposed to, amen, follow CNN news. You're not supposed to follow what you hear and what you see with your natural eyes. We, beloved, should be living according to the vision that God has placed in our hearts. It is the best for us. It is the fulfillment. It is prosperity at its highest height. The Psalms 35:27 said God gets the lights and the prosperity of his children. Why? Because they're following the prescription that is already designed in their hearts. Beloved, you was born with it. You was born to win. You were a born winner. No one came into this earth, amen, as a loser. Because everybody that was born into this earth was born with a vision in their hearts. Cover it. You have to untap it. You have to seek for it. You have to find it. And you have to hold on to it. You have to agree to it. That's where your joy is. That's where your prosperity is. That's where your expansion is. Because this is, look, glory be to God, an apple seed planted in the soil does not have to struggle to bring forth apples. Because it's in them. It's in the seed. Now, if that apple seed was trying to be a grapefruit, trying to be an orange, trying to be a banana, that apple seed was going to struggle all of its life because it's trying to be something that God did not create it to be. We do not have to struggle in life. The struggle is over once we say yes to the dream, yes to the vision. Well, it's never been done that way before. So what? You're not the one that's going to have to bring it to pass. God will. That seed in the soil automatically becomes an apple in due process of time. And it can be nothing else and won't be happy doing or being anything else. We have to stop trying to be like everybody else. Stop comparing ourselves to everybody else. You are special. You are unique. God's approval. You have God's DNA. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. But the answer is inside of you, not in Dr. Phil, glory be to God, or some other psychiatrist's couch. The answer is already on the inside of you. We have to tap it. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 11 says this. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men. Yet they cannot fathom the work that God has done from beginning to end. You see that? God has already put a piece of eternity in your heart. Eternity that is timeless. Eternity that is limited, limitless. God has placed that inside of you. When? When you was born. You burst through Earth's atmosphere with a piece of eternity. Already on the inside of you. I come to tell you that heaven is in the inside of you. But most people are waiting to die to go to heaven. But heaven is already in you. The kingdom of God is within you already, and you don't know it. Because in the scriptures, it says, yet they cannot fathom the work that God has done from the beginning to the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. It's already done. The work is already done. It's already completed. But it's so awesome and so overwhelming that most people die, live and die, amen, and never fathom, never scratch the scratch of the blessing, never even got close to all they could have had, all they could have experienced, never even got close. Why? Because they were afraid. They never told the Lord yes. They allowed the spirit of fear to keep them trapped down. They allowed the opinions of others. Huh? Some of them died in the belly of the whale from running from the vision instead of embracing it. Beloved, Hebrews 11, amen, tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is vision in the heart. Write that down. Faith, real faith, because we know that without faith it's impossible to please God. So let's find out what faith is. Faith is vision in the heart. It is seeing the future in the present. Beloved, sight, let me tell you the reason why sight without vision is dangerous. It was Helen Keller who said, and we know Helen Keller was born blind, and she achieved so much in life as a blind person. But she said it's a dangerous thing, amen. It's sad, amen, to have, many people have sight, but they have no vision. She had vision with no sight, but the majority of the world lived with sight and no vision. And the reason that sight without vision is so dangerous, beloved, is because it has no hope. And when all hope is gone, nothing else matters. That's why the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for. What happens when there's no hope? You perish. Because without a vision, the people perish. The vision in your heart is greater than your environment. That's why you can't go by what you see. That's why you can't go by what's in your bank account, what your credit report looks like, the neighborhood you live in, the skin color you're in, the gender that you are. None of that matters because your vision is greater than your environment. When that seed goes into the ground, it's just a little bit of soil to the left, to the right, to the north, to the south, and on top. But what? The vision is greater than an environment. It pops up out of that soil, and sooner or later, you have a plant, and now you have a tree that's sitting on top of the soil it came out of. That's the power of vision. That's the tenacity of vision. That's the victory. victory and telling the Lord, yes, I surrender. Let's do this thing. Let's do this thing. Let's do this thing. The faith of vision is crucial because you think and act depending on what you see. On what you see. What you see in your heart is going to determine the decisions you make. If you're going today, if you say yes, what you going to do today? What you going to do, huh? Well, see, you base that. See, the way we think, see, our thoughts, the evaluation of our thoughts is all determined on what we see. We make all our decisions, amen, from that one picture. Beloved, the success or failure of your dreams will be determined by how you see. And this is why in our scripture today in verse number 2, amen, glory be to God, in verse number 1, hallelujah, he says here, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me. Beloved, I want to ask you a question. What do you see? Close your eyes right now. Take a look inside your heart. Close everybody's book. Shut the TV down. Shut social media down. Shut everything down. Go take a walk through your heart. What do you see? What's deep down in there? Maybe it's been covered up, smothered up. Maybe you've been pushing it to the side, saying, no, stop fantasizing. No, stop daydreaming. Maybe this whole world was built on somebody's dream. This whole world was built on somebody's fantasizing. High tower buildings, airplanes, jets, glory be to God, internet. All of this was somebody's dream. Take a walk on the inside. Out of your heart this morning. Tell me, what do you see? Do you have sight or do you have vision? Let me say this, glory be to God. Beloved, you were designed to operate as God operates. When God said in the very beginning, Genesis chapter 1, he said, let us make man in our. You were designed to operate as God operates. How does God operate? Well, first, God will visualize an idea, and then God will speak it into existence. He visualized earth. He said, earth be. Bam, there it was. He visualized light. He spoke it. Light be. Bam, there was light. What, 144,000 miles a second? You got to be kidding. Everything that God wanted, he visualized it and he spoke it. And we were designed to operate as God operates. Beloved, while thoughts are the most important things on the earth, words are the most powerful. Words are the most powerful. When you speak words that express what you see, you got to see the vision, and then you got to speak the vision. Joseph saw the vision, and then Joseph shared it with his brothers. Remember, and they got mad and threw him in the pit, huh? Because they got mad because he spoke the vision. You can't keep it on the inside of you. Some of you see the vision, but you're afraid to speak it. Now, it's true that you got to be careful who you speak it to. Joseph spoke to the wrong people, but guess what? It still didn't stop it from coming to pass. You can't kill the vision. Once you acknowledge the vision, you can't kill the vision. Matter of fact, glory be to God, Joseph speaking to his brothers actually helped to bring it to pass. He just had to go through what appeared to be a negative, amen, series of events. But we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those who are called according, glory be to God. When you speak words expressing what you see, what you see, what you see. I see me, glory be to God, speaking to large groups of people. Well, hope that's what it's going to be. I see me speaking to nations. I see me traveling. I see me feet. I see me with a house, taking feed in the poor. What else? What else you see there, baby? I see me being a deliverer, you know, just helping people and writing checks and giving people money and getting them good jobs. Yep, mm-hmm, good, good. Keep dreaming. Just go a little deeper. You see anything else? You see anything else? Go a little bit deeper. I'm telling you to go a little bit deeper. What else? You don't be scared to go. It's in there anyhow. Don't die with it. Pull it up. Pull it out while you are living. Pull it out while you have another day to breathe. Come on. Okay, thank you for sharing your vision. You see anything else? Well, I don't want to be. No, you ain't being conceited, baby. This is what God put. That's what you call, amen, arrogance, amen, spiritual arrogance. You ain't being conceited. God put that thing in you. Stop making excuses. I just see all these books and stuff, and I see them interviewing me on TV. Yeah, that's good. That's how you going right on TV to give God the glory. You going right on TV to tell everybody Jesus did it. Uh-huh, you're about to be a celebrity for Jesus. Okay, keep going. You see anything else, baby? What you see? What you see? Go deeper. It's in you. And when you see it and when you express it, beloved, when you express that vision, then your words become creative power to bring it into fruition. We operate just like God. God saw it, God spoke it, and it was. We see it in our hearts, we speak it, and over a period of time, bam, there it is. Call those things that be not as though they were. We are a speaking spirit. We were made in the image of God. We are a spirit. We possess a soul. We live in a body. We are speaking spirits. Open your mouth and say something. What do you see? Not with your natural eyes, not the sight. What do you see in vision? What's in your heart? Not what's in your eyeballs. What's in your heart that we can bring it out of your heart and bring it into fruition so everybody can see what the Lord has done. Beloved, this is how God designed us to live. This is what Jesus came and died for, that we may have abundant life. We're living beneath our privileges. We're dying with the vision untapped. We're dying with the covers have never even been pulled off of it because we were afraid. We didn't know how. Nobody knows how. The seed automatically does what the seed was determined to do once we say yes. An apple seed doesn't know how to grow an apple tree. But the tree is already within the seed. You have to know that your vision, glory be to God, is already within you. Glory, you don't possess the vision possesses you. You're so special, you don't know how special you are. And just because other people refuse to tap into their vision, don't you allow that to stop you one more day. Not one more day. As I close on this morning, beloved, for sure, one thing for sure, two things for certain. You undermine your vision every time when you declare negative things and when you think negative things. Every time a negative thought crosses your mind, you're undermining your vision. Another setback. Every time you open your mouth and say something negative, another setback, oh, I can't do that. I don't have the education to do that. I don't have the money to do that. I don't have the know-how to do that. Yeah, but this will never happen. I know. I'm just, you know, I'm just talking. It'll never happen. Setback, 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 setback. You're pushing your seed deeper, 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 on the wayside, off course, deeper. You can curse your own blessings. You can curse your own blessings. See, every time you declare or think something negative. Beloved, we have to see. The Bible says faith is the substance of things not seen. Glory be to God. Now, faith is the substance. Oh, glory be to God. And the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faith is the substance of things not seen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can fix this right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter number 11. Hallelujah. Says this. Hallelujah. In verse number 6. I can go straight to the book and won't get tongue-tied. But glory be to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Beloved, faith, when faith sees a problem, because you're going to see problems, bringing your vision to pass, it's not going to be problem-free. You're going to see problems. But faith sees problems as opportunities. You don't see, faith doesn't see a problem, amen, as a reason to quit, a reason to relinquish, a reason, amen, to surrender. When a problem shows up, amen, because that vision on the inside of you, amen, is so overwhelming, that now your faith sees that problem as an opportunity. Hey, we can do this. Why don't we use this and do that? Beloved, possibilities, possibility. What are the possibilities of us living our life to the fullest? What are the possibilities of us living our lives the way God designed for us to live? What's the possibilities of us ending, glory be to God, just where the Lord will have us to end, on the top and not on the bottom, not even in the middle? We're already seated, beloved, in high places with Christ. We're already at the top. Glory be to God. But now we have to, amen, make that a reality. Why? Oh, I'm just waiting for the stimulus. I'm just waiting for the president. You ain't got to wait for nobody. All you have to do, amen, glory be, is tap into what's on the inside of you, glory be to God, and say yes to it, acknowledge it, and glory, and wait on God to show you, amen, how to take the proper steps, and God going to do it. Not by strength, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. By my spirit, says the Lord. The Lord said, I'm going to do it. But God won't do it if you don't acknowledge it. If you don't know, look, how would you even know that God is doing it if you never acknowledged it? Glory be to God. How would you even know that New York is the place you ought to be, glory be to God, if you never heard of New York, glory be to God, if you never acknowledged it? If you got to first acknowledge it, glory be to God, and tell the Lord yes, and then let the Lord take you there. It's a little scary. Nobody never said it wasn't going to be scary. It's a little bit different. I ain't used to this. Yeah, but that's the exciting part of life. You're going to be all right. I'm out of my comfort zone. If you're not out of your comfort zone, you're in the wrong place. You don't think that seed in the ground is out of its comfort zone, especially when it start rising? You don't think that seed want to say, hey, can I withdraw? Just take me back. I was good where I was at. I mean, like, really, I was good where I was at. You don't think that seed gets out of its comfort zone coming up through the ground? When that seed is in the ground and it has to burst through that soil that's on top of it, the pressure, you don't think that seed felt pressure coming up through the soil that was on top of it? But that seed didn't pour forth no extra effort. All it did was flow. Somebody say flow. Just flow with the Holy Ghost. Just flow, baby. Where he leads, he will guide. Wherever he guides, he will provide. The Lord is your shepherd. Just flow. Just flow. Baby, put yourself in a uterus position. You know how that baby balled up in the mama's womb in a uterus position and just flowing till the 9 months is up? Just flow. Just being still. Just flow. It ain't my battle. It ain't my concern. I don't know where the money coming from. I don't know where the resource. I don't know how the door is going to open. I don't know how I'm going to do this. All I know is what God has put in my heart. And I'm going to work it. I'm going to work it. Lord, what are we going to do next? What, Father, Daddy, what's the agenda today? Beloved, you have to be bold and tenacious. The violent take it by force. The righteous are as bold as a lion. You have to be bold and tenacious. And know that God got you covered. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Faith sees. Problems. How are you looking at your problems today? Stop looking at your problems as things that's going to bring you tear and pressure and turmoil and fear. And I declare, if you start looking at it differently, it'll change. Start looking at your problems. Say, what are the possibilities here? Oh! What can we do to make this better? What can we do to make this work? What can we do to turn this thing around? Start looking at your problems as opportunities and possibilities. And let me tell you something. The Bible says, amen, honey, we shall mount up with wings as eagles and fly. Let me tell you something about an eagle, because y'all know I wrote a book on it. Eagles, when eagles see the storm, glory be to God, eagles, amen, continue to move right towards the eye of the storm. They don't back up. They don't turn around and fly in the opposite direction. And what happens is when they come up against the storm, amen, catapults them up above the storm. Instead of them having to fly through the storm, they fly over the storm. Let me tell you something. When you begin to look at your problems as possibilities and opportunities, you'll fly right over the storm. Ha! And you'll sing the song, how we got over, how we got over. Hallelujah. My soul looks back and wonder how I got over, how we got over, how we got over. My soul looks back and wonder how I got over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, to do great things. For those of you, amen, that's ready to take on the challenge, because greatness is already inside of you. God didn't play no favorites. Amen. Glory be to God. When he, amen, put a part of him in each and every human being on planet Earth. But to do great things, you first need to think and expect great things. If you don't think it, you're not going to get it. As a man thinketh, Proverbs 23:7, so is he. If you think big, you get big. Beloved, we got to kill this grasshopper mentality. When Joshua and came back, and the other guys with the report, when they had spied the land, they came back. Nine of them came back with an evil report. They said, we see ourselves as grasshoppers compared to all these giants. Well, who said you was a grasshopper? They saw themselves as grasshopper. Beloved, you got to get rid of that grasshopper mentality, because God didn't make you no grasshopper. The only reason you a grasshopper because you thinking like one. God has made you a giant, amen, in faith, a giant, a conqueror, more than a conqueror. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But you got to think it. Maya Angelou said if you can hold it in your head, you can hold it in your hands. And you have to expect it. You have to, like, actually prepare for it. Like, when you're expecting somebody to come to your house, you're expecting dinner, you're expecting, amen, at an engagement, maybe you got to go to a wedding, whatever, you're expecting it, then you have to lock into expectations that great things are going to happen to me. Why? Because I'm holding on to the vision inside of me. Faith, glory be to God. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, the expectation that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we could ask or think. Beloved, ideas control the world. Look around. You don't think ideas control around? Look around. Look around on the computer you're on right now, the cell phone you're on. You can start right there. You're going to tell me ideas don't control the world? Oh, yeah, ideas control the world. And a vision is an idea that is so powerful that it can live beyond the grave. You dead and the whole world is still benefiting. You transitioned on, amen, and your idea is still left behind and ain't going nowhere. That's how powerful it is. God is on the inside of you. That's how powerful you are when you walk with God. Powerful. Yeah, eventually we will transition because it's appointed to man to live, a time to live. A time to be born and a time to die, but not your dream. Your dream will live on. Your dream will live on. Beloved, you have a contribution to make to this planet and to this generation. Don't compare your contribution with nobody else's contribution. You just want to be faithful with what God has given you. Did you do what I told you to do? Did you do what I put in your heart to do? Never mind what somebody else did. Glory be to God. Did you do what I've called you to do? Keep the dream alive, beloved. Dream again. Some of you, the dream is dead. It's just dead. Glory be to God. Wake up. Wake up, glory. Next week we talk about Joseph, when Joseph had his dream. Glory be to God. Jacob, when Jacob had his dream. Remember he was wrestling, amen, up Jacob's ladder. Glory be to God. Huh? Come on, wake your dream up. Wake your dream up. Keep that dream alive and tell the Lord yes. Don't worry about it. Once you tell him yes, he's going to give you the instructions, step by step. He don't give you the whole thing at one time. He might give you a glimpse of the future, but he ain't going to give you the whole thing at one time. But what he'll give you is one set of instructions, and when you are obedient with that, he'll give you the next. And when you're obedient, he'll give you the next. If you mess that up, he ain't going to give you another until you go back and get that straight. You go back and get that straight, and then he'll give you another. Amen? And we blessed be the name of the Lord. Keep the dream alive. Keep hope alive. Keep your vision alive. That the person is no more than the thoughts that they think. And you think and act depending on what you see. Therefore, the question that we want to begin with today is, what do you see? Just be honest with yourself. What do you see? Are you seeing as God would have it to be? Amen and amen. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the word. That's it, God. We can't touch the word. We can't add nothing to it. We can't take nothing from it. The word is right if we like it or not. If we can't say amen, we'll say ouch. Father God, it don't make a difference. The word is still right. The truth of the word, the power of the word, the anointing of the word, forgive us. Forgive us for sleeping on the vision. Forgive us for not working the vision. Forgive us for running from the vision like Jonah did. Now, Father God, we ask that you would restore, Father God, us. Father God, in Jesus' name, that there would be some fireplace to the vision and that we would say yes, that we're going to live this life and do all that we were intended to do and what we was created for in the very first place. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says amen. Amen. And amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins today, we ask that you would just tell the Lord yes. Amen. Glory be to God. That's the amen. That's going to be the beginning. That's going to be the awakening up for you. Amen. That's going to be life for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because right now, if you don't know Jesus, amen, you're a walking dead person. Why? Because your spirit is dead. Amen. So the first thing we want to bring to life is your spirit. Amen. If you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. Just repeat after me, Father. Forgive me for my sins. I receive Jesus Christ, and I invite him into my heart now to live, to rule, to reign as Lord and Savior. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death, and thank you that my name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Thank you for saving me. Now, Father, I ask that you would use me for the balance of my days. In Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord. Oh, yeah, somebody got saved. Somebody got saved. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, saints. Amen. As we give the benediction, give the Lord 15 seconds worth of praise. Somebody got saved today. I always know how God deals with me in the spirit when somebody got saved. Hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah. We thank you for the souls that have given their life to you today. We thank you for the souls that have given their life to you today, Father God. We may never meet them, Father God, on planet Earth, but we'll meet them in heaven. And we just want to say thank you, Father, for the word, Father God, that went forth that did not return void. And somebody said yes to your will and to your way. And for this we give you praise, glory, and honor. Amen. And amen. All right, all right, all right. Bless the Lord. Amen. At this time, amen. Let's give our announcements, and then we are going to have the benediction. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Announcements for Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Dr. Alfreda Bradford is the pastor. Join us with 30 minutes of prayer on Facebook Live every morning, Monday through Fridays at 5 a.m. in Jesus' name. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Meet us for a spiritual breakfast for champions, Monday through Saturdays at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call 914-205-5423, or just visit us at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership to connect. Sunday fellowship services every Sunday at 12 o'clock noon on Blog Talk Radio. The lines are open at 11:30 for praise and worship. The Hour of Power prayer line, Monday through Fridays at 12 noon, and then back at 9 p.m. The telephone number is 385-799-9729. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Bring your own praise party every other Friday night at 9 p.m. Singing, reading, praise reports, having a good time in the Lord. Bible study every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Don't forget to bring your Bibles and your notebooks. Just call the prayer line number and we will be there. Lord's willing. Dr. Alfreda B. mentors on Media TV, live streaming every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. Find us on Apple Fire TV, Roku TV, YouTube, Apple TV, and Google TV. Find us under the ICN Impact Network channel. We ask that you would please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and all the social media outlets. Our mailing address is Life Word Jesus, Kingdom Ministries, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. You can email us your praise reports and your prayer requests at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. We ask that you would visit us on our website at lifewordjesus.org. And while you are there, please click the donate button to sow a generous seed offering today. Thank you, and God bless. Amen. Bless the Lord. And those are announcements. We have to update, amen, for our Christmas, amen, a fellowship tribute celebration service coming up on Sunday, December the 19th at 5 p.m. You can go to our website and purchase your tickets there. And also, if you'd like to place a memorial ad in our souvenir journal, amen, you can also place your ad there also at the same time, amen. And so we ask that you visit lifewordjesus.org and find out more information, amen. We'll be celebrating 11 years for the ministry, 7 years for the church, and 11 years for the ministry in that December event where we are giving honor to God and to all of our lovely ministry partners. Amen. All right, all right, all right. That is it for today. We want to say God bless each and every one of you. Thank you, amen, for fellowshipping with us. Amen, in this form. And the beautiful part about this is this service is recorded for archives. This recording will outlive us. When we have transitioned over, this recording will still be, amen, available, amen, to the generation of that time. Amen. Isn't that a beautiful thing? And God's word, amen, does not have an expiration date. And to God be praise. Now, Father God, as we move forward this day, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Lead us, guide us, direct us, and instruct us, Father God. Thank you for keeping us. Hallelujah, from danger seen and danger unseen. Thank you for keeping hope alive, keeping the dream alive, keeping the vision alive, Father God. And most of all, that it will indeed come to pass. We don't want to be, Father God, 1 hour late or a dollar short. We want accurate alignment with your will and with your glory, because we want to hear you say, well done, servant. Well done, well done, well done. My good and faithful servant, this is what we're living for, Father, to bring pleasure to your heart as you have already deposited pleasure into ours. Thank you. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we seal this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot and will not and shall not be broken. Amen. Not unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords of Lords. Amen. Everybody have a glorious, victorious, powerhouse, miraculous day. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Keep the dream alive.
I've got a destination in my view. The road may be bumpy getting there, but I'm pressing through. I will enjoy this journey, no matter come what may. I'll become better and stronger and wiser every day. I
I've got a vision and a purpose, a divine destiny. It may not look like it right now, but faith ain't what I see. It is the things I hope for, believing that it will come. And no matter how long it takes, no God's will shall be done. His will is that I prosper. His will is that I win. His will is that I fight on. His will is that I live. Ooh, he gave me what I when he gave me his son. He gave me hope and a future. He gave me the greatest love. And now that I've got Jesus helping me along the way, he's perfecting everything.